Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Now, tell me about your journey, which looks to me like it started quite early in life.
So I actually began performing in general when I was around 2 or 3 years old with dance, and then I went into acting. But music wasn't actually introduced to me until I was about 18 years old.
Wow.
So around 2015 is when I decided to take some voice lessons, and then I started pursuing music as a career in about 2020.
So how's the journey been? I mean, in terms of vision, you've really had a clear one.
Yeah, it's been great. I jumped right into it kind of just as the pandemic was hitting. So when I came into music as a career, there wasn't many opportunities for performance because of everything being shut down. But since then, with everything opening, it's been absolutely amazing. More and more gigs are coming up. I'm just so happy to be doing this.
Let's talk about your latest single, I Don't Like Your Boyfriend. That's pretty direct.
Yes. Unfortunately, I do write about my life situations, and I'm very vulnerable and open about my life with my lyrics. So this is a true story. I have a friend who, luckily, she's not with him anymore, but she wasn't dating the greatest guy. So I wrote this song with my co-writer, country singer Jesse T from Kitchener, Ontario. And I brought the idea to the table, and Jesse loved it, and we ran with it, and it really came out to be an awesome song.
Are you ever concerned about being too vulnerable?
You know what? It's really, it kind of can be scary. Like when I released my original single, Anxiety, that one was probably the scariest one for me releasing it because it is so vulnerable and I'm talking about mental health, which is something that not a lot of people were talking about at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it is hard, but my biggest inspiration is Taylor Swift, and I've always been drawn to how amazing her lyrics are and how she just tells a story about her life and makes it beautiful melodies. So I pull a lot of inspiration from her.
So how do you balance what you want to say with the responsibility of what you say?
That's tricky. You gotta be careful with what you say, but I want people to be able to relate to the songs as well. You gotta find that good balance of not being too mean.
Well, you gotta be honest and true because that's what people look for in music, right? That story that's gonna kind of relate and help them through their day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. How's the new year shaping up? A lot of gigs, a lot of work. What's happening for you?
It's going great. I have a couple gigs coming up. I'll be at the Moonshine Cafe in Oakville for the All Women Showcase with Nicole Ray on January 17th.
Nice.
And then I'm part of a huge Taylor Swift tribute show on January 20th at the Rec Room in Toronto.
Is Nashville on your radar at all, Jessica?
Oh my goodness, yes. I want to go so badly and I can't believe I haven't gone yet.
That's okay. I haven't gone either. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
It's definitely on my bucket list. I will hopefully get there this year.
Yeah, all I got was a hat about 10 years ago, and that's the closest I've been to Nashville. So don't you worry about it. It's waiting for you, Jessica. Just waiting for you to show up.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
Jessica Towler, a real pleasure. Continued success for 2024. And if you're ever in the Niagara region, make sure you knock on the door, huh?
Yeah, thank you. Will do.